All right, here we go. So, I mean, it's crazy. The Dow and the S&P are less than 1% away from making new highs for the year. But then this morning, the PCE index, the Fed's favorite inflation gauge, was released. So what's happening? How are the markets reacting? And how does this affect our open positions? And so with that, welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Morgan. Today is Thursday, November 30th. Last day of the month. And in this show, we are going to talk to you about what's happening in the markets and how we are trading it. And Mark, it is kind of crazy. Just a few weeks ago, the S&P retracted 10% from the highs of the year. And this is where we were talking about a correction. And everybody was wondering, okay, will the S&P 500 go below 4,000? And now we're talking about making new highs for the year. Crazy.
Yeah, such a change in sentiment there in just a couple of weeks. And Marcus, the Dow has actually made new highs for the year. So the Dow leading the way today, helped out a little bit by Salesforce CRM there, but new highs for the year for the Dow.
Wow. Yeah, and Salesforce, crazy, jumping up 6.6% on better than expected earnings. I mean, this is where we have, towards the end of the earnings season, one more surprise with Salesforce here, just bringing it home.
Yeah, big move there. And a nice boost for the Dow, because the other indices, although a super impressive November, looking to snap a three-month losing streak here, making a gain that's the best we've seen since, I think, mid-2022. S&P kind of quiet today.
Yeah, but I mean, this is no surprise after we moved up. And also, we talked about it. It's the last day of the month. So this is where traders typically take some profits to say, hey, look at me. November was awesome, right? This is where there might be some profit taking today. And I wouldn't be surprised if today we did move negative. I mean, overall, not a whole lot going on, even though we did have a major report that's being released this morning.
Yes, the Fed's favorite measure of inflation out this morning, the Personal Consumption Expenditure Price Index. Look at that.
Yeah, coming in line exactly with expectations. And if we are quickly looking here at the five-minute chart of the E-mini S&P, where we see how markets reacting to it when it was released. So, I mean, at first, we were going higher into the report. The initial reaction was positive, but then moving lower. And we talked about it this morning with our mastermind members. I think because people were disappointed. I was kind of disappointed because based on the inflation numbers that we got over the last few weeks, I honestly thought that it would be better than expected, not that it comes in line with expectations.
Sure. And, you know, it was a good number. It was a good number. But I'm with you there, Marcus. We, you know, it would have been fantastic if just it came in lower than expected. I think you would see the probabilities of a cut happening sooner take place. But right now, this is enough for traders to say, you know what, maybe the Fed is done. I mean, this is what they're saying anyway, based on probabilities, but that's been up for discussion, right? Is the Fed done? How long are they going to keep rates elevated? And in line is good, but it could have been better.
Yeah, and this is where, I mean, we get some good news from the Fed. I mean, Barking says yesterday that rate hikes are still on the table, but then this morning, we had another Fed member speaking, and this is Fed member John Williams. Let me just bring it here. And he said, well, he believes that we are at a restricted level. They're at or near a peak level, but that interest rates will stay high for quite some time. And this is where we hear basically right now, we talked about it yesterday, that it seems that the Fed is done raising rates, and now it's a question, when will they start lowering rates?
Exactly. And this is where I believe they're done, just like the probabilities show. But that is going to be the key topic for the next Fed meeting quite some time. What exactly does that mean?
Right, exactly. And I mean, we talked about it. Traders right now expecting it to happen in May. I think it will be a little bit longer. This is what I think some of the Fed members are preparing us for. Like, hey, we might still raise it, but even if we don't, they are here to stay. So they are not going away anytime soon. But it's super interesting because today we have the markets diddling along, and we also have the 10-year yield and the 2-year yield. They jumped up after this report.
Yeah, it is interesting because just based on that jump, you would think that equities would be down a little bit more. But again, Dow being led by Salesforce, looking strong. The S&P's flat for the day. And the NASDAQ is down 0.5%. It doesn't really feel like a down day, but the NASDAQ is down.
Yeah. So, hey,
another report, Marcus. This one, I don't know if you saw this, but pending home sales. Did you see that number?
No, let's dive in there. Okay.
So the interesting thing about this is that 1.5% decrease in October from September brings pending home sales to the lowest level since the National Association of Realtors began tracking this metric in 2001.
Wow.
So that was the worst reading since the financial crisis.
Which is kind of interesting because earlier this week, we did have some housing starts, I believe, right? New home sales. I mean, they were lower, but it's not like a super dramatic drop. But that's interesting. And home prices, I mean, this is what we saw on Tuesday. Home prices are still moving higher. So maybe this, when the inventory is not moving, that home prices will come down, which again helps the whole inflation discussion here. And that's kind of what the Fed wants to do by raising interest rates. And yeah, I mean, if interest rates for a 30-year mortgage still well above 7%, that's where you probably think about it twice. Are you going to move this year or are you holding off for a few more months and maybe do it next year?
And you're absolutely right. Hey, if you have the opportunity to wait, I would wait until next year.
Yeah. All right. We're going to take a look at our open positions. And then there were a few trades popping up this morning. So if you want us to talk about these trades and show you what you could consider today, you know the drill. We are trading likes for trading tips. So if you want this, give us a like, and then we run through our positions first, and then we can take a look at some new trades. All right, so our positions. CSIQ, gosh, having a monster day today. I mean, up 3.5%.
Not bad at all. And like I've said all along, a little bit of a mixed feeling here, because on one hand, I want CSIQ to find a bottom and show some strength. On the other hand, I'm still trying to time a rescue, and the 19 level was attractive, but now the 20 starts to really pique my interest.
I agree. And when we pull back to the 20 level, this is when I think we can fly our rescue mission here. And I think 20 is a good level. It seems that this is the new support here right now. After briefly dipping below and then having this earnings reaction, it seems that 20 holds up pretty well.
Yeah, but hey, some strength in CSIQ is always a good thing.
Yeah, loving it. NEE, another one. Today, just diddling along, but I mean, we said it nicely following the trend line here. But yeah, at some point we need to break through the 62 so that we can go into a level where we can start selling calls.
Yeah, diddling. But that's okay. Pays a good dividend. And as long as that trend line holds, that works for me.
Yeah. All right. Now, PNC. This is where we can start having some fun because we are getting awfully close to your cost basis. We're already trading above your break even right now at 133.39. And you are looking to possibly sell calls at the 136 level.
Yes, and that's where I have been a little distracted because we're getting close. We're right around that 30% mark. So my cost basis is 136. My break even on PNC is 127, I think it is. I'm just going to bring it up real quick. 127.80. And the 136 for next Friday, if I could get a $1.05, that's going to be 30% annualized. So at first, I actually put in an order for $1.15 at the beginning of this coffee with Marcus and Mark. And I just adjusted it down to a $1.05. I'm ready to sell some calls here on PNC.
All right. Are you filled? Because I see that the bid ask is at $1.10.
Right now, still open.
Still open. Okay. Still open. Well, again, this is good for you because this is where your cost basis and break even is lower than mine. I still have to wait a little bit. My cost basis is at 140, 150. I'm not interested in selling way below my cost basis. I mean, my break even, if you see it here on the chart, let me just zoom out a little bit. So right now we are trading around my break even, which is at, no, not yet, at 136.56. So I have to move a little bit higher, but hey, good for you, buddy. I mean, I give you this one. This was a good one. I did not follow my trading plan when I got into the trade, and it's haunting me. You did. Well done. Well done.
Yeah, liking this move. And I do think we could pop up towards 136. So I think your December is going to help you out for PNC is my prediction.
It seems so. It seems so. So UPS paying a dividend today. So it hasn't been deposited in my account just yet. It will be there tomorrow on the statement. Also looking pretty good, up 0.4%. And this is where we talked about it. Previously, the support that we see right here at around 152.50 to 153, that is acting right now as resistance. So we need to break through, and I think that I might be able to sell calls against it as early as next week.
I believe so. In fact, we were negative for a little bit today, and now right back up at the open, up a little bit for the session, and let's see this hold and then a rally back into that range, and then you're able to sell calls. For me, it's going to take a little bit longer.
Yeah. We'll see. And then XOM, I'm interested in this one here because I did sell the 102 put expiring tomorrow. Right now we are trading at 102.30, and I wouldn't mind at all getting assigned at XOM and then selling some juicy calls next week. So that would be my goal. Yesterday at first it looked like, oh, I might get assigned. Then today we were pulling higher. I mean, today the high of the day, actually 104.50, 104.48 to be exact. Right now, pulling back. I mean, XOM today all over the place, probably connected to the OPEC meeting that is taking place today.
Sure. In fact, there was some movement early on with reports that OPEC and its allies will likely agree to a preliminary production cut of 1 million barrels a day. I don't think that was officially decided on. Not 100% sure there. But Exxon, yeah, I still like Exxon. I've been looking at the 101. Yesterday, there was a drop about 30 minutes before the close that I was looking at. Almost got filled on the 101. The 101 for tomorrow gives you 30 cents, which that's pretty decent. That's about 55% annualized for a one-day trade. Yeah, and then December 8th, you could get maybe 91. That's about 36%.
Yeah, I mean, both these trades are available right now, whether it is for tomorrow, as you said, with the 30 cents, or the one next week with the 90 cents. I mean, I'm okay, and I don't mind getting assigned here in XOM. But let's see what happens today with the oil price and energy stocks.
Yeah, I think I'm going to try the 101.
You're going to try the 101? Which one?
I'm going to try the 101 for tomorrow.
Okay.
Just
how much,
see if
how
I can get 35 cents for it. 35 cents for a one-day trade.
All right. Let's see, I'll take this.
Okay.
That's a nice
one. There we go.
You're filled?
Not quite yet. It's 32 by 33. I'm shooting for 35.
All right. Let's see, another one this morning that was a really good trade was Kroger. I think this is gone right now, but this was a great trade. We discussed it with our mastermind. A few of our mastermind members took it because Kroger reported earnings today and at first was going negative here, as you can see. So at some point, I believe it was the 42.50 that was available. And look at this reversal. I mean, now trading at 44. I believe our mastermind members who took this trade can already close this one at 80% of max profits.
Probably. I know. I think someone even took the 42. So 42, 42.50 looking good early. Nice reversal there.
Yeah. So that's no longer available. We also had ASO, Academy Sports and Outdoors, reporting earnings. And this, oh my gosh, also a huge reversal. Earlier today it was available, I believe, at the 44 level.
Yes. Yes. Even, yeah, 44 was, I think it was available at 42 near the open, or if not lower, but 44 after it started to reverse.
Yeah. All right. So, sorry, guys, these trades are gone, but the XOM trade is still there. So that's definitely something to consider. You're taking the 101. I have the 102. Very happy with this one. And we'll see of what's happening here today with XOM. We can take a look at a five-minute chart right now with crude oil falling 2%, XOM sliding, getting close to my strike price here. But it's all about what happens until tomorrow going into the close. So this will be an interesting one. Hope that you're getting it. Did you get filled yet?
Close. I think we're going to tag 102. And so that's why I tried to get a little more premium. Right now, bid 33, offer 34. I'm hoping on the way down to 102, I get that fill at 35.
Yeah. Hey, I'm rooting for you. And if you want to know whether Mark get filled or not, make sure that you tune in today. You filled?
Sorry.
Oh,
there,
okay.
A spoiler alert.
So, Margaret Field, if you want to know what's happening with our trade tomorrow, whether I get assigned or not, tune in tomorrow. If you enjoyed this show, feel free to share it with anybody who might benefit from this show as well. There's a share button underneath. And of course, as always, give us a like. If this is your first time here, welcome. Hope you did. You enjoyed it. If you did, click on the subscribe button, hit the little notification bell, because this way you get notified when we go live again tomorrow. So we will be back here tomorrow to see whether Mark got filled in PNC. Mark did get filled in the XOM trade. Let's see what happens with my XOM trade and whether I will be able to sell calls against my UPS position or not. So lots of things going on. Make sure that you don't miss the next show, and then we'll see you tomorrow.
Happy trading, everybody.